Penguin Random House Audio presents The Diamond Caper by Peter Mayle. Read for you by Eric Davies. Chapter 1. Why is it that bad news so often arrives on Monday mornings? The call came at 6 a.m. local time, waking a reluctant Elena Morales from a deliciously deep sleep. It was her boss, Frank Knox, founder and CEO of Knox Insurance, and there was an undercurrent of tension in his voice. There was a problem, he said, and it was urgent. Despite the early morning Los Angeles traffic, Elena was with him in his office by 7:30. For once, his normally cheerful manner had deserted him.
I guess you've read some of this stuff already, he said,
opening the folder of newspaper clippings that was on his desk.
These jewelry robberies in the south of France are getting worse every year, and now it's getting closer to home. A couple of hours ago, I had a call from our Paris office. One of their clients, Madame Castellacci, has just had a bunch of diamonds lifted from her house in Nice. She's hysterical, and the office in Paris has been sent to claim the size of the national debt.
He paused to take a swig of coffee.
What's our liability? Elena asked.
Knox's eyebrows went up, and he shook his head.
We laid off as much of the risk as we could, but it's still going to hurt us.
He took a deep breath.
We're looking at seven figures, 2 million, maybe three.
Do you reckon the claim's valid? What do the police say?
Knox shrugged.